Since we're picking those good old Granger County tomatoes here at Ritter Farms, I thought it would be a good idea today to tell you a little bit about the nutritional value of the tomato. Tomatoes are a rich source of several nutrients. They are well known for their high vitamin C content, but also significant amounts of vitamin A, B vitamins, including niacin and riboflavin, magnesium, phosphorus, and calcium. Tomatoes are also a good source of chromium, folate, and fiber. And in recent years, a particular nutrient found in abundance in tomatoes is lycopene. And lycopene is a cancer-fighting agent. It also may fight heart disease as well. Americans eat tomatoes in a lot of different ways. They eat them fresh, and they also eat them processed as sauce on pasta or pizza, in soups and stews and chilies, and they drink it as tomato juice. And, you know, this is surprising to me, but the tomato is more healthful when it's cooked than it is raw. Tomatoes contain a lot of water, so they become more concentrated as the water evaporates during cooking. And the result is that half a cup of cooked tomatoes in the form of sauce or paste, for instance, is a far more concentrated source of lycopene than half a cup of fresh tomatoes. And your body absorbs more lycopene from cooked or processed tomatoes, especially when the tomatoes are cooked with a little oil. Serving tomatoes raw, if you sprinkle a little bit of olive oil on them, that also enhances the body's absorption of lycopene. Just any way that you eat them, tomatoes are a great source of all kinds of healthy vitamins for your body. From a nutritional point of view, the redder the tomato, the better. Ripe in-season tomatoes have as much lycopene ounce for ounce as canned products. Never buy tomatoes from a refrigerated case. The cold damages them, and never store tomatoes in the refrigerator. Store them room temperature above 55 degrees. So come on in to Ritter Farms and get those good old Granger County tomatoes. And remember, healthy eating starts at the farm.